Martin Tyler joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Martin, thank you so much for joining us today. I will ask you the question again. Man City, champions of England, maybe the best club we've seen in recent Premiership history. Would winning an FA Cup make it a little easier on Manchester United to look across town and see what Man City has become?
It's a good question, Jeff, and I think the answer should be it should make it easier. Whether it will, I'm not quite so sure in the present-day judgmental climate. They finished 19 points behind Manchester City, second, but 19 points behind, as you rightly say, the all-conquering Manchester City. And the FA Cup final, it used to be a wonderful occasion, a standalone occasion. Particularly, it was the only game live on national TV for many years, certainly in half my lifetime. But obviously now, so many of the Premier League games are shown live, and every Premier League game that matters, and most of them do, has the kind of detail that goes into winning an FA Cup final. So it's not quite what it was, sadly. I think it'd be a great occasion. It would definitely be a very good watch between two teams that are trying to do, as you correctly suggest, trying to salvage something from a season that's been underwhelming by their standards, not perhaps by the standards of supporters of lower clubs would say, well, we'd die to have a season where you finish second and win the FA Cup, or finish fifth and win the FA Cup, as it would be with Chelsea. But there's so much competition between these super clubs that that might be, for the loser, it will be seen as a very poor season, really. And that could be the end of Antonio Conte, the Chelsea manager. It certainly won't be the end of Jose Mourinho at Manchester United, but he doesn't take kindly to losing, and he's a serial winner. They are slight favourites, Manchester United, I think, because they've been in better form for more of the season than Chelsea have.
Martin, can you tell me how on earth a royal wedding is held on the same day as the FA Cup?
Left hand and right hand, I think, is the answer to that.
Because it's not like,
Well, that's true. The president of the Football Association, of course, is the Duke of Cambridge, Prince William, who has a big role to play at the royal wedding and won't be able to get from Windsor to Wembley, although there is some motorway that would actually make it possible should he choose to do so. it's strange, isn't it? And it was funny. I've just been at the Chelsea press conference, and Antonio Conte, the first question he was asked by the written press was, will your wife and your daughter be more interested in the royal wedding than the cup final? To which he, I'm sure, quite correctly and honestly said, no, they know what the cup final means to me. And as he walked out of the door half an hour later, having had a lot of questions, mostly about his future, which he didn't want to talk about, they said, the parting shot from the same journalist was, will you be more interested in the role than the FA Cup final? And it was a nice light-hearted way, and maybe that's the last we'll ever see it, Antonio Conte, in this particular the room at the Chelsea training ground, where he's held sway in pretty positive mood for most of the two seasons he's been here. But it's been a bit of a tough season for him, and Chelsea tend to shed their managers when, anyway, they do it, even if they win. So, but from his point of view, he's never won a cup. He's been a great winner of league titles in Italy and, of course, last season in England. But big cup games have deserted him. And of course, 12 months ago, he's on the wrong end of the result against Arsenal. So it would be a sad way to bow out, really, as a back-to-back loser in the cup finals. But he's contributed a lot, and he might not go. I mean, I think it would cost Antonio Conte a lot of money if he quit. And will Chelsea sack him and pay the kind of money that he's entitled to? We'll have to wait and see. It's the ongoing soap opera. It's nothing new, Jeff, to be honest. But this will come to a head, particularly if they lose.
Where did the animus between Antonio Conte and Jose Mourinho come from? Where does that come from?
Well, there was a match, the first meeting of them last season at Stamford Bridge. Chelsea won 4-0, and Antonio Conte is a bit of a cheerleader as well as a coach, and he was whipping up the crowd, and Mourinho took exception to disrespectful and gave him a bit of a volley while the game was still going on in the last couple of minutes of the game, verbal volley from close range into a Conte ear, and it seemed to I don't know, Mourinho's done a bit of that himself on the other end of those sort of things, so we all thought it was a little bit hypocritical, but anyway, it happened. But they are friends now, or at least acquaintances, and That question was asked, as you can imagine, earlier today, and Antonio said, look, I'll shake his hand, we have a respectful relationship, and I hope that and we try to. We're in sport, really, because we have a sporting instinct, we believe in sportsmanship, and but it's very emotional, particularly in the technical areas in these big games. They're both volatile men, and anything could happen. But I think they'll try. They'll both be going there trying to make sure that the image is good at the end of the game, as it will be at the beginning.
You know, Jose Mourinho gets a lot of stick for a lot of different things. I was going to say most of it deserved. But you know, I'm looking at the club that he will field. I'm looking at the English national team for the World Cup. He's essentially helped develop Jesse Lingard. We could go back and forth as to what he's done with Marcus Rashford, but certainly it's been good enough that they've been able to, you know, get a shot at the national team. And he's taken Ashley Young, a guy that several managers, quite frankly, haven't known what to make of, put him in a wing back position, and he's flourished in that role, and he's flourished to the point where you could see him playing a perhaps significant role for England in the World Cup. Is Jose Mourinho, in a lot of ways, despite the standings, has he actually done a pretty decent job maybe developing some players this year, as opposed to outright managing the team, Martin? Because those are three pretty significant pieces England has, two of them for the future and one for this World Cup. And as I said, they flourished under Jose Mourinho.
I think Louis van Gaal would take issue about a little bit about this, because he started the encouragement of Lingard, and of course he gave Rashford his debut, okay, and Rashford hit the ground running. The big debate actually around Manchester United, and I'm not saying for 1 minute that Jose Mourinho doesn't develop players, he frightens them, and that sometimes is enough to develop them anyway. But Rashford may start, because we're still waiting to know what the fitness bulletin is on Romelu Lukaku, who of course has been such a pillar in his first season at Manchester United. It'd be a great shame for him personally if he can't play in the final. He scored 5 goals in the cup run this season, and he's a different type of player to Rashford. He's a much more of a powerhouse, as you know. Rashford has actually taken part in 50 games for Manchester United this season, but not regularly as a starter. And has he developed this season? Has he got any better this season? You could argue perhaps not.
Okay.
He chipped in with his goals, but he doesn't get that encouragement. I mean, Lukaku started every game, and I don't know if you followed the Brighton defeat. Manchester United, let me tell you this, have beaten every club in the Premier League this season, including Manchester City. But they have also lost away to all three of the promoted clubs. The most recent was Brighton, when Lukaku didn't play because he was injured, and Mourinho came out and said, well, you keep going on to me about why Lukaku plays all the time. Now you see why, because you've seen what the others do, and the others were Rashford and Martial, who are reasonably high-profile players, very high-profile players. It's a bit of an issue. I think the only person who knows how Marcus Rashford has coped with it this season is Marcus Rashford, and whether the World Cup will come as a release to him. He's not guaranteed his place in the England team, nor is Lingard, but they are pushing. They're pushing hard, and they could really hit the world stage in Russia. All the England fans hope that they do. Mourinho is Mourinho. He's a serial winner, and for that's the greatest quality that you can have in football. How you do it is always open to debate, but if you keep doing it, and he does. And of course, there's this symmetry here that they met in the cup final 2007, Chelsea and Manchester United. Chelsea won 1-0, and the manager was Mourinho.
Right.
And is he going to manage to do both ends of the double, if you like, and give Manchester United revenge against the club that he caused pain with when he was at Chelsea. So there's a lot of issues. It should be, I think it'll be quite an attritional game, but you've got you know, stories like Alexis Sanchez, who's been winning cups for Arsenal, playing for Manchester United, and probably Olivier Giroud, who's been winning cups for Arsenal at Wembley, playing for Chelsea. There's all sorts of little interwoven stuff. And I, as you can imagine, Jeff, I'm sitting here trying to piece it together, ready to broadcast to the standards that you expect and your audience expect.
Oh, I think
tomorrow afternoon.
I think it's going to be. I mean, I think it's going to be a terrific match. And I mean, you know, I'm as a soccer fan, the FA Cup is, I'm one of those people. I'll tell you, I can remember the FA Cup being shown on TV in Canada on a delayed basis in the afternoon. I can remember watching with my father. And it's always, it's just such, for me, it's, as a soccer fan, it's kind of an inexplicably cool event. It's always been cool. Just the notion, you know, even if I'm watching soccer online, Martin, I'll watch an FA Cup eliminate. I'll watch some team from Division Two play the Premier League team. I just love it. I love the grounds. I like I just like the feel of it, you know. And I think that romance for me, at least, is still there with this particular event, even though the finals played in the big stadium.
We can share the cliche, the magic of the FA Cup, and it is magical. But I do think now is appreciated its longevity is guaranteed around the world, whereas here they mess around with it. The replays have gone from the later rounds. There's going to be, we think, a winter break, which is going to interfere with the schedule. Some of the rounds might be played midweek. I'm afraid it might be a feast, but it's a movable one. And that's, I don't think that's the best way. It was always set in stone, the fixture list. And almost the league fixtures had to work around it. Those are the dates, third, all the way from the, you know, it starts in August in this country with the lower, the non-league teams. Everybody, I've played in the FA Cup, you know, and got knocked out by the end of September. But, you know, it reaches out to all levels of football in this country. And we have a very proud pyramid, as you well know, of structure, which the FA Cup can emphasize with some of the shock results. But the big teams keep winning it, don't they? When you look at it, you know, we had Portsmouth maybe, 10 years ago, but mostly, and Wigan, of course, Wigan 5 years ago, and they got relegated 2 days later, which was took a bit of a gloss off that. But mostly it's been Arsenal or Manchester United or Chelsea in recent years, and here two of them go again.
Martin, we're going to let you run, looking forward to your work on Saturday. Thanks so much for joining us. Thanks for joining us during the season. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. Have a great call. Enjoy the match.
Thanks, Jeff. Pleasure to talk to you as well, my friend.
Cheers. That is Martin Tyler, the great Martin Tyler. He will have the call of the FA Cup tomorrow as Manchester United, my Manchester United, take on Chelsea, 11:30 a.m. on Sportsnet 1.